Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the 10th episode of Interlude Army. Today we'll be talking about BTS's Pangpangkon, RM's YouTube Live, tour merch, and more. We also interviewed Danny Alley, a nurse living in Canada who's currently working at her hospital's COVID-19 unit. She's also an ARMY, so let's get it!
Welcome to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose. We have a new giveaway. Yay! Woo! This time we're giving away the BTS and Starbucks bear. All you need to do is follow Interlude Army on Himalaya, screenshot the follow, write Starbucks, and put the screenshot under the relevant tweet talking about the giveaway on Interlude Army PD. That's Interlude Army PD on Twitter.
Yes, I'm so happy that we're doing more giveaways and we have a lot more coming, so like stay tuned.
Yes, and I'm like getting jealous, Roseanne, of our listeners, because it's like I don't have none of the stuff that they were giving away.
Like, can I cop some of the Starbucks stuff too?
Can like the hosts join on the giveaway, like for real?
Hey, can we? That's getting right. No, but I'm like really happy for you guys because it makes us happy that we're giving away all these things to you. So, yes, we can't wait to see. But yes, or okay, I keep saying yes. Anyways, how are you doing, Jose?
Oh, girl, Roseanne, I've been busy. Like, I've been busy. I don't know what my professors, I don't know if they got together and were like, we're going to give them all the homeworks ever. I'm exaggerating, but I've been busy. Like, all three classes that I'm in right now, like, they were like, here's all the homework, and don't forget, at the end of the week, you have a quiz, and it's like, oh my god, like, I'm having to, like, keep track of everything and not mess up stuff, like, not turn in stuff that's supposed to be for one class to the other class.
Oh, no.
So I've been super busy. Luckily, that's taken my mind off of, like, the whole situation right now. Like, I know it's going on, like, it's still going on, I haven't forgotten, but because I'm so busy with schoolwork, I'm able to focus on something and not worry too much, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think I'm doing okay, I think I'm caught up, like, I've turned in a lot already, so I think I only have, like, one or two quizzes left that I need to, like, finish and submit. One thing that I did want to bring up is because I did go, obviously, the only thing that I that we can go out and it's necessary for is groceries.
Yeah.
Where I'm at, like, my grocery store, now they're, like, really stocked up. I was expecting it to be, like, clean shelves, like, because it's always been like that. But this time around, they were stocked. Like, they had toilet paper, they had hand sanitizer, they had cleaning supplies, they had, like, milk, eggs, juice, chicken, meat. Like, they were stocked up. And they're starting to open, like, the bakeries and stuff. Like, they were closed before, and now I see people are, like, starting to open up there. Like, making cakes. And that stuff was closed. So I don't know if these are, like, good signs as to, like, are things, like, getting better?
I think people are just now realizing, okay, even though things are a mess, groceries will still be stocking up. So people aren't really hoarding as much as when it first began, which is a good thing because they shouldn't be hoarding that many items to begin with because, hello, there's people like us. Like, with your grocery store, we have, like, everything stocked up except for toilet paper still.
Really?
Yeah.
Girl, like, the whole aisle was packed.
Hey, Jose, I was so shooken. I'm just kidding. No.
I was shooken.
Well, actually, not gonna lie, it has been a while since we checked that aisle anyways. Because usually when we go grocery stores, it's kind of like go in and go out type of thing. But it's a good thing that things are somewhat going back to normal with this.
Now that you mention it, that makes sense. Like, maybe people are like, let's stop hoarding. Like, there's gonna be supplies, there's gonna be food, so let's just shop normal and, like, just keep doing it every week, you know what I mean? So that does make sense. What about you, Roseanne? How was your week?
I've been picking up on a lot of, like, little hobbies and stuff. I don't know. I bought, like, an easel and painting supplies. I'm gonna start painting soon. And I've been trying to still take care of my plants. The one that was dying, I don't know, it looks pretty dead. Yes, if anyone here that owns a pothos, slide into my DMs on Twitter. Your girl needs help.
You're still struggling, Rosa.
I don't know, it looks dead. I cut off all the dead leaves and it still looks really sad. Like, I don't know if I want to post that on Twitter because it's like the easiest plant to take care of and I'm failing at that. I don't know, I've been trying to. Do you watch any, like, dramas, Jose?
We've been watching this show called On My Block. I don't know if you've heard about it or not.
No, not yet.
It's really funny, but it's serious at the same time.
Huh.
So
interesting.
I really enjoyed that one, yeah.
I should look at that.
And then I finally watched Tiger King, by the way. Told me to watch it. I finally watched
it. Oh my god. Wait, did you finish
it? I know that's not a drama, but
did you finish it?
I finally watched it. Yes.
Oh my god.
What were you going to say about drama?
I actually started I love watching dramas, but I actually started my first two male lead drama. Like, never watched a drama that was about LGBT. I found it on Twitter. Everyone was talking about it. But for those who are listening, it's actually a really, really good drama. I love it. It's a Thai drama called Together.
Uh-huh.
It's like the number two and then Gether. So Together.
Oh, okay. Together,
and it's on YouTube with English subs if you guys want to watch it. But I don't know. That's my little obsession for the last week.
Ooh, I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, Jose, it got good ratings. And I was like, huh, I wonder why. And now I know. It's like comedy. I think you'll love it.
Like, I love anything gay. So now you got me interested. Like, even I think I told you when you told me about Tiger King, my boyfriend had told me, like, you need to watch it because there's, like, a gay story in there. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna watch.
Oh, my God. But, yes, Jose, did you get to catch a little bit of the Pangbangkon that happened over the weekend?
I did. Unfortunately, I did not see, like, all of it. Because
of course.
It was pretty late over here in the States. And I do have to, like, sleep. You know, like, it was really it started at 10 p.m. for me on both days. Mm-hmm. So obviously that ran through the whole, like, night and early morning hours. So I wasn't going to be able to catch everything. But I was able to catch the beginning of each day. So for the 18th and the 19th, I was able to catch, like, the beginning. And then the next day, I would catch up on, like, what if there was anything new in between, like, the intermissions and any type of messages. And we did. Yeah. I don't know if you saw that. We did get intermissions by the guys.
Yes, cute. I only watched a couple of them, but they're all on Twitter.
Yeah, so if you guys they're all on Twitter. And it's so cute because it's not just uplifting messages. It was RM and Jungkook, and then the other pair were Suga and Jimin, and then the last three were J-Hope, Jin, and V, and they were doing, like, exercise tutorials, like telling,
like, stretches, stretches.
Like stretches, I should say, like telling ARMY, like, how you should stretch in between and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was so cool, you know, like, they didn't have to do that, and the fact that they did that is just, I guess it makes it extra special.
It really does. It's a cute intermission and uplifting for us to kind of, like, see them with their updated selves. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
it was pretty emotional. Not gonna lie, I was able to start it like same as you, able to start it in the beginning, and I would have to go do things, but I would leave it streaming. But were you able to sync your army bomb? Because I know I had a little bit of problem with that at first.
No, girl, like I was not able to work it. I don't know what. I think I was doing something wrong. I was just waving my army bomb with like the light on, but it wasn't in sync. It was not in sync. Boy, girl.
No, that was me. I was a mess because first of all, it only syncs to your phone, to the Weavers. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I was like struggling. I went on Twitter and I posted like a picture of my army bomb with like no light. And I was like, I guess the light on my army bomb is called invisible, but still enjoying my front row view because it wasn't working. But I found out you had to update Weavers, I guess. It has to be updated and the video has to play on the phone. But yeah, it was fun.
I guess I just expect apps to update automatically on my phone because I don't manually go in there and update.
Same. I didn't know I wasn't up to date on Weavers, but I guess I wasn't. But I hope everyone enjoyed Bang Bang Con. It was a really, I don't know, it was kind of like a bittersweet moment, to be honest, because it's kind of like you're looking back at what happened and to see how far they've gone and you're proud. Definitely, but then at the same time, it's kind of like in the back of your head, guys, I know we're all thinking about the same thing, like we could have been seeing their most recent concert in a couple weeks. But it's a good way to keep us I guess busy, and I'm glad that they ended up streaming this because they didn't have to.
And like you said, it's very also, I would say, like nostalgic because it reminded you of so many songs that you maybe you didn't forget, but you just hadn't listened to in a while maybe. And listening to them like perform it and stuff, it was just like, oh my god, hip hop file and tomorrow and like you know the throwbacks. So it's like amazing. Yes,
it really, and
really, 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 really good content.
I didn't get to watch all the way till the end. Obviously, it was probably like 5 or 6 in the morning for me. I think the latest I stayed up was 3. But apparently, there was a teaser. Jose, did you get to see it? Because I didn't. Not yet, at least.
Well, I didn't see it live as it was happening, like as it was streaming. But obviously, the next day, once you log on to Twitter, it's everywhere. So what I did see is like people were sharing a screenshot. It is in Korean. So obviously, thanks to our translators online, we were able to know what the message said. And it was literally just BTS saying, BTS will be in your rooms again in June. And I'm paraphrasing because I know the wording may be different. It could be like, in June, BTS will be in ARMY's rooms again or something like that, you know? Mm-hmm. But basically teasing that they will be back in June. And what if, I don't know if you have an idea or do you remember what always happens in June?
What always happens in June? The best party ever that lasts literally for 2 straight weeks.
Yes.
Best.
So I think the majority of people are theorizing that this is for Festa. Like this teaser was them telling us, hey, remember we have Festa coming up. And for those who don't know, this Festa is like a festival. It literally means festival, I believe, in Latin, I believe, or in Italian or something. I may be wrong in that one. But it literally does mean festival. And it's basically a festival, like Roseanne said, a 2-week festival starting from the 1st of June all the way to the 13th of June, which is the anniversary of BTS's debut. And so what they do is release every day, they release something. Either it's photos, maybe a dance practice, maybe new songs or song covers. Whatever it is, it's always something new. It's always content every single day. So it's exciting. I don't know if everybody listening to us has experienced the Festa before, but it's really, really like the best time of the year. It's like Christmas for ARMY.
We literally have to set up an alarm clock every time, but they usually drop us. First, they'll drop a teaser, kind of like subliminal in a way, and then they're going to drop us a schedule. So we have something to look out for, but usually it's at midnight in Korea, right? 12 a.m. they release.
Yeah, it's always on midnight in Korea. So that's like in the morning for us in the States.
Yeah, it's 8 a.m. for me. So I remember every time I had to set up my alarm because You don't want to miss anything. It really feels like a party or like your birthday when you wake up in the morning because you don't know what to expect. So really fun. Can't wait to look forward to it. I mean, do you have any theories as to what you think the theme is? Because every year the theme changes.
I think they had something like planned already. And maybe they've had to like change it up a bit. But not change it as in like make it less important. I think it's going to be even more special than what they had planned. Because obviously what happened to the tour is a lot. They haven't been able to really promote as much as they wanted to because of this whole situation. And so this is going to be, I think, really, really, really special. I don't have any theories as to like what kind of content or maybe what kind of theme we might get. But honestly, it's like 7 years. That's seven. Like, that's like their number. So it's like going to be extra, extra special, you know? And, I don't know if you remember, Roseanne, in the schedule for the tour, they did leave off those dates blank and they left it with a question mark.
Yeah, they did.
So obviously they had already something planned. And so I think they're just going to make it even more special. That's what I think. What about you?
Yeah, and I think, yeah, for sure, it's more special because usually they have their muster, which is like a little mini concert for the fans. Yeah. It's kind of like a fan meeting in a way. And with this thing going on, we're not sure if they could actually hold that. So yeah, for sure something special. Last year's theme was the magic shop. Maybe this year, I don't know. They've been dropping a lot of hints of just galaxy. I mean, galaxy has always been the thing. But
like maybe dive into more of that. That's kind of like what you're thinking.
Yeah, like you know how Fila's theme was super like stars, galaxies.
Oh yes, yes.
Our signs. I don't know. They might go that route. But we'll see. We'll get more teasers. Can't wait, though.
Yeah, whatever it is, it's going to be amazing because they always, like, give us so much content. Like, literally, guys, it's amazing. Every single day you get something from BTS. So while we wait to get new content in June, we did get more information on what's to come from RM. RM held a live stream on YouTube. Did you get to watch it, Roseanne? Because it was, like, late at night. It was late at night.
I saw like the notifications on my phone. I think it was like maybe midnight for me. And I saw the notifications were going off on YouTube. But when I clicked on it, I was like, oh, the video was removed. So I went on Twitter. Apparently, it kept crashing.
Yes.
And he tried at least maybe like four times. But finally, he was able to stream for about 12 minutes. And I think they posted it on Twitter, but also on YouTube. People have translated it. But did you get to watch the full length of video yet?
Or did you? Didn't. And I was so bummed because I was awake while he was struggling. Like the four times that he tried and he failed to like go live, I was there. And since I feel like he did give up for a minute or so.
Yeah.
And then he was like, let me try it again. And he was finally able to. But by the time that he was able to, like, I was already, I gave up waiting. I went to bed. I was like, I need to go to sleep. Like, I need to go to sleep. It's too late for me to still be, like, checking, right? But then, like ARMY does, thanks to our translators and just ARMYs in general, the next day you have everything to catch up on Twitter, you know, and the translations. And like you said, it was only about 12 minutes, but he gave a lot of information and it was very, like, very, I would say, personal too, because I watched it, of course. It's on their YouTube page now if you guys want to go watch if you haven't. But he's just literally like chilling and talking to ARMY, kind of like what he does on VLive, what the guys do on VLive, which is another thing, isn't it, like, weird that he did it on YouTube? Like, you would expect it on
VLive. They don't usually stream on YouTube. I don't even remember the last time they ever did or if they even streamed on YouTube. So
I know. I went to the section, like, on live streams, and that's the only video on live streams on YouTube.
So we were all going crazy. I was going crazy. I went on, when it crashed, I tweeted that, like, hey, can y'all test out Instagram? I just want to see something for a sec. Like, hold on.
We didn't even mention it, but for like BangBangCon, the accumulative views, it was over 50 million.
So
they're maybe in their head, they're thinking, you know what, let's not forget about YouTube. Like, let's YouTube active, you know? And they do with their BTS bombs and their episodes and just, you know, overall content. But live streams, adding that onto their YouTube page, I feel like they're like, you know what, let's add that to YouTube as well. And that's going to help us with more viewership, you know? And another thing is, not only did he like talk about, well, not only did he mention that every member is going to do this, they're going to be talking about like their daily lives and what they're doing, you know, during quarantine. But also he did say, and everybody was like, oh my God, because RM said that they are already working on their new album. Oh my God. And the crowd goes wild.
Gosh, I've been so curious as to what your theories are on this. Or, you know, at first people were like, oh, it's their Japanese album. But then he said they haven't figured out their lead single. And they already figured out their lead single for their Japanese album.
Correct.
So he's talking about something else.
Yeah, because the Japanese album was supposed, I mean, I haven't heard anything, but it was supposed to come out in April.
Yeah.
And April only has 2 weeks left, so we haven't heard anything. But who knows if that's still planned for April. So obviously the Japanese album is good to go.
But that's already said.
Yeah, he was not talking about that one. He's talking about their new Korean album. Like, they're already working on it. Yeah, they haven't figured out like a theme or like the title track, you know, all that stuff. But they have started working on it. And if it may be too early, but since we did talk to Dr. Murray Stein, I really do feel like they might go into like the anima or the, I mean, oh my God, I always have trouble saying it. It's like a tongue twister.
Anima, animus.
Animus, oh my God. Anima
and animus.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Okay. So I really do feel like they're going to go into that because self, I think it's like the last.
Yeah, it's
the And I don't final. Think this is going to be the last. Well, the last part of individuation. Oh my God, I can't even talk. Individuation. There we go. The last part of that. I didn't mean the last as in like the last of the group or anything like that, Army. Oh my God. Woo.
Oh man. No, this whole like 7 to 8 year storyline, we don't know how far this is going to go, but for sure the process of individuation ends with the self. But before the self, there is the anima and animus. And so we don't know if they're going to combine it like they did with, you know, Persona Shadow Ego. But for sure, the next step is anima animus. So, and for those who do not know what anima and animus means, it's kind of like the woman side of a man. So like the feminine side to a man, and then like
the masculine side of
the masculine side to a woman. So, and you know, the highlight reels kind of portrayed that a little bit, but ever since then, they haven't really brought the women back. So I'm excited. We don't know when this is going to come out.
But do you think they would name it like Map of the Soul, Anima, Animus, or do you think it'll be like a combination and then name it something else? Like Seven, you know, we didn't know it was going to be titled Map of the Soul 7. They combined Shadow and Ego. Have you thought about that, or do you think it's too early?
Actually, I was thinking they would combine this one as well. And that this album would be released by the end of this year. And it's, why not? It's a good time to kind of focus on music because they were supposed to be focusing on the tour, but unfortunately, you know, they have to do what they gotta keep working. And since they can't perform, they're just gonna work on this album.
So and that is, I'm so glad you brought it up because there was this whole article and saying that like, they're not gonna be releasing a new Korean album this year, and they were gonna focus on the tour. But if we do get the album in 2020, then that means that article was not true.
Yeah, you know, maybe it was when the tour was at the still time, going to happen, but because things have changed, you know. I don't know. I'm really excited though, and your girl. There's so much more to come out that we haven't really heard about, like the game, the drama. But we don't know yet. You know what I mean? So we shall wait on that.
And I'd like to remind you guys that that's still like, even though we still don't know much of that, we are still going to get a Japanese album.
Yes.
So we are still going to get new content, because with the Japanese album, they are planning to release Stay Gold. And I think I read that they're also trying to release like another original Japanese song.
We're still being fed. So very thankful for that. Mm-hmm. Oh, not only are we being fed all this content, Jose, not going to lie to you guys, as we were recording this.
That's how shook we are.
The Map of the Soul tour merch dropped. Oh my god.
Yes.
It
moments ago, guys. Moments ago, we had to like take a little break to see if we could cop some merch. And unfortunately, we...
Yeah, oh my god, guys. So the special edition Army Bomb that we were talking about last episode, we weren't able to cop that. I mean, I was able to get a shirt, a tour shirt. It says Map of the Soul.
Oh, yeah.
But everything was literally sold out in like 10 minutes. I'm not surprised, but I'm sad because I wanted that Army Bomb. But, you guys, every time a concert does happen, they sell their merch at the venue as well. And I always tell people that you'll find the Army Bomb there. And I believe the special edition might be there as well. So hopefully we'll have another chance.
So, oh, definitely, yeah. I was hoping that this announcement was going to be just letting you guys know that the tour was announced and we're having to modify it and let you guys know that, like, unfortunately, everything is selling out so fast. But if you still want to check on it, you can go to the Weverse Shop app and you can see all the merchandise that will be available for this tour. And like Roseanne said, everything is going to be available at the shows for sure. It's just that, unfortunately, you will have to be like in line and see if they're going to have your size or if they're going to run out. All that stuff, obviously, like any type of other show. But that was like the benefit of this whole presale, to see if you can get it before.
Before,
you know, the actual tour. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But those are our updates for today. And we're going to move to a brighter segment called Love Army.
Yay.
This is where we read letters written by you guys. And if you want to submit your letters or your voice recordings, please email them to interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com. Don't feel discouraged if we haven't read your letter yet, because we could always read them in our future episodes.
So our letter for today comes from Kiara Austin. Kiara says, "Hello, thank you for doing this segment. I just wanted to share a short little message. My name is Kiara, and I first found BTS in November of 2017, which was the perfect timing. My family had been evicted from our apartment for no reason at all, and we had nowhere to stay, so it was a very frustrating time. BTS definitely got me through all of it, from their songs, the members' silly personalities, and their message that they send throughout their music. They've also taught me how to love myself and be much more confident in whatever I do."
Like Namjoon said, use BTS to love yourself, and that's what I did. I thank them so, so much for that, and most importantly, I have made so many amazing friends that are ARMYs as well through the years being an ARMY. It's something special and dear to my heart, and I'm so glad I found BTS when I did, because if it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't be here. They're the reason I wake up every day. They are the light of my life, and I wish for them to be healthy and happy forever. Thank you for saving me, BTS, and thank you, Roseanne and Jose, for giving us a chance to pour our hearts out. LOL, sorry this is so long. No, this letter is not long at all. Thank you so much for sharing your message and your story with us.
Thank you so much, Kiara. And I'm so glad you're doing so much better, and your family is as well, and you got through that hard patch, you know, in your path. I mean, it's tough. I understand that, but I'm so happy that like BTS was able to help you through that, you know.
Yes.
And that you're loving yourself and that you're more confident in everything that you do,
and you found more amazing friends. And that's the cool thing about it, is you found friends through BTS. That's amazing. So I hope you and your family stays healthy, and thank you again for the letter.
Yes, thank you.
Are you listening to this episode on Himalaya? If you are, congratulations, because you're already using the best new podcast app out there. Not only does Himalaya have tons of cool features like curated podcast playlists and collections, along with personalized recommendations, but our brand new members-only version of this, Interlude Army Plus, is only available on the Himalaya app. When you become a member of Interlude Army Plus, you'll get all ad-free, exclusive episodes, giveaways, and more. You'll even get these episodes a day early. And the best part is, Interlude Army Plus is available for just $4.99 a month. So download Himalaya and join Interlude Army Plus today. Also, I want to give a special shout out to K-Pop Music Town LA for sponsoring our previous giveaway. Now they're located in Los Angeles and Buena Park.
Welcome back to Interlude Army. Today we have a special guest, Dani. She's a nurse living in Canada who's currently working at her hospital's COVID-19 unit. Not only is she a proud nurse, but also a proud Army. Please welcome Dani Ali.
Hello.
Well, thank you so much, Dani, for joining us today. I know everything has been so hectic, and it's nice to come and sit down with someone that I've known for years.
I know it's crazy because this is like,
yeah, so I'm gonna leave and I'm just kidding.
I've been watching you for years, so it's like, might as well.
Oh, thank you.
She's been watching you, Jose. Yeah,
honestly, thank you. If you search my Twitter handle and your name, you'll probably see embarrassing tweets I've tweeted at you. So
what?
I'm not too good joking.
Dani is adorable. But go ahead and introduce yourselves to everyone who's listening today.
Yes.
So my name is Dani and I am a nurse here in Canada. I've been a nurse for a year now because I graduated last year, so 2019. So yeah, it's kind of crazy my first year of nursing to go through like a straight up pandemic, but I think it's like something that's like helped my career in general. I'm like, oh, this is something that at least like in the future, if anything happens, I'm prepared.
And how are you? Like, are you stressed or anything?
I think like I'm usually like pretty chill when I'm going to work, but I feel like just like being in a stressful environment makes you a little bit more stressed because you get everybody else's. And I think the main issue that like a lot of us have been having is like obviously things that like we're taught is not proper to do. They're saying, oh, we have to do it now because of supply shortages. So it's just that part of it is like stressful because you know it's not right. Like there's something in you where you're like, oh, this is not how we would do it normally, but gotta do what you got.
It's just day-to-day situations, I guess. Exactly. It's just based off of what you have. It's understandable though. Okay. I mean, ever since, so you have moved to your hospital's COVID unit, but ever since then, how has your schedule been? Has it been crazy or?
Yeah, like I feel like when it first started, like it was kind of like quick. So like on a Friday, they told us like, hey, on the 14th, we're changing things. Like we don't allow visitors anymore in the hospitals. Like that Monday they're like, we're not gonna have visitors, like you guys have to get screened at the door. They like check our temperatures all the time. And so it was weird because in the beginning like the hospitals were so confused, so they didn't have security and people would come on and be like, hey, like why can't we see our families? So it was like a lot of burden on us, but I think as the weeks have gone by they've been a lot better at doing precautions and all that, but it has been different. Like I feel like every day I come to work and I'm like, oh, something new.
Yeah.
And do your days feel long?
They do.
The whole situation.
I feel because what's happened is they've discharged a lot of patients from hospitals because they've been preparing for like space. So typically for me on a regular, if I worked a regular day shift, I'd have about 4 patients. And if I work a night shift, I have about 6 patients. But now that there's so much less people on the floor, when I have a day shift I have like 1 to 2 patients, and then on night shift I have like 2 patients, which is like something that I'm not used to. So it's like you have so much time and they're 12-hour shifts, so it just drags on and on and on. But it's different.
That makes sense. An environment where you have to be extra, extra careful. What would you say are the best ways to take care of your health right now?
Hand washing, ladies and gentlemen, hand washing. And like originally, you know, like when you do nursing, like there's so many things that like we do walk into. There's so many rooms that will have like these contact precautions or droplet precautions. Like there's pneumonia, there's like viruses, there's bacteria, there's the flu, where we like do this stuff for. But I feel like because we're like so high rate right now that we're just like, oh my God, like it's like you kind of like forget everything that you know, you like know by second nature, but you're so like overstressed. So they've mm-hmm. been doing this thing where we like spot each other before we go into rooms, just because like everyone like mm-hmm. like I literally have almost walked in a room forgetting a certain part of my PPE just because I'm like so stressed and I'm like, oh my God. Whereas in a normal situation you're like, ah, whatever, like I'm gonna go in that room.
Yeah
right,
it's a lot of things like that, like that you didn't notice before, you're a little bit more high alert. Yeah,
so washing your hands mm-hmm. is like one way. Like, do you have any other
not touching your face tips? For sure, like, and I know it's hard, like for us, like I say it all the time, because you're there for 12 hours, like it's really hard not to touch your face, you know. Mm-hmm. Keeping your like hair out of your face is like my main thing, because if your hair is not in your face, you're not touching your face as much. I think mm-hmm. wearing masks is really important, like just simple. And the thing is, what people are having a misconception of is, so if you wear like, I'm talking about like, you know, straight up, you know, those BTS simple masks, they don't protect you from getting something from someone, because what people forget is your eyes are also a place of contact, right? So if someone coughs, right. it's going to yeah. go into your eyes as well. So people forget that part of it. And I'm like, the mask is basically for social distancing. So at my work, since we can't social distance, we're like next to each other, we wear masks to protect mm-hmm. people from ourselves, not for us to protect them, like ourselves from them.
Do you guys also, I know in some countries they wear those visors now that like it's like a little
yeah shield. The face shields, yeah, so that's what we do. So if we go into a room that has someone who's COVID positive, you wear your face shield over your simple mask, because then you have like a double protection. And since they've changed up things, we don't really wear like those heavy duty N95 masks unless like they're doing aerosol procedures, which is
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I know like people think we walk into every room with N95s, but we don't.
Yeah. Like,
but it's more, I think, a supply thing, to be honest. Like, we need to ration out things.
And true, because I know in like Asian countries, masks is such a common thing. That's part of their culture. Yeah. So when this whole thing came around, everyone mm-hmm. in Asia was just wearing masks. But then here in the US, they were kind of telling us to not use masks. But I think it was mm-hmm. more because they didn't want people to hoard it, or they didn't want exactly. it to run out when like the nurses and doctors need it the most. But I'm glad they're yeah. not pushing it to where they're telling us to make our own masks.
Exactly.
Have you had the chance to make your own mask yet or something?
Oh my God, it's so cute. People like deliver stuff to us. So they've like given us masks. We get like wow. these, so we wear masks for the whole shift. And they've mm-hmm. been like irritating the backs of our ears. Like I'm like literally you get cuts and stuff from them.
Ooh, yeah.
So people have made us headbands with buttons on them, and they deliver them. So you wear your headband and you put the straps of the mask on the buttons so that you don't have it on your ears. And it's like the best thing ever.
That is such a good idea. Oh my God. I didn't even think about that, right? But that's really nice of them.
I know. It's cute. I'm like, oh.
I'm sure you should show. Did you take a picture, or do you get to bring that home with you, or you just leave
yeah,
it there,
I have
right?
like a couple in my bag. I bring them with me everywhere.
You bring them anywhere. Actually, yeah, you could wear it anywhere with you. Yeah. Now.
Right now, when you said that the face masks are mm-hmm. not really to protect, because mm-hmm. you said like it could go into your eyes, yeah. right? But, if somebody coughs and stuff. Mm-hmm. So basically, the masks are just to have people, I don't know, I guess like a reminder to stay away. Like it's not actually doing anything against the virus.
It's more to social distance. So like if I cough, it's in my mask. So I'm mm-hmm. not spreading it out. So it's more like for you to not spread your things to other people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not like if somebody coughs and then like it lands on the mask, mm-hmm. like it's not going to protect you.
No, because I think because like it, when things are like droplet, they go through open uh-huh. parts like mucus, which is your nose and your eyes as well. Right. So yeah. if your eyes are exposed, that's why we wear like face shields to cover our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's mostly that thing. And like honestly, I don't think people know how to properly take off masks too, because you know, for yeah. us, like we know, like you're supposed to like bend your head down, like put your fingers under and drop the mask. But most people will just like mm-hmm. take it off this way. Or if you mm-hmm. put it down here and you try to pull it up, you've touched your mouth with your mask. So Right. I think it's one of those things where like, it's sometimes it does more harm. Same with, I see people wearing gloves and then they're like mm-hmm. on their phones or driving their cars. But I'm like, it's like touching everything. You're supposed to take off your gloves, you know? So it's things like that. Yeah.
So like, okay, now, cause I'm like, really, so I went to the grocery store with my boyfriend and we both wore gloves and face masks, yeah. obviously. We didn't put anything on until we were going into the store.
Exactly.
Like we put it on like in the car before getting out.
Yeah.
And then we took everything off once we were like inside the car. And then mm-hmm. like, we didn't like, the only thing I touched was like the door handle to like open the door.
Yeah. Or whatever.
But, and then we saw like a YouTube video mm-hmm. That like some nurse put up of how to remove like your gloves and the face mask. So yeah. we followed that.
Exactly.
I hope I was doing it correct.
No, but that's a good way. That's what I mean. Like, I like when people like just take it off before they even like get to the next location. Cause I'm like, if you're outside, you're outside, mm-hmm. you know, but people will like yeah. literally, I'll see them like put all their groceries in the car and then drive off with their gloves. And I'm like, what was the point?
Oh, because then you're touching,
yeah, you know, yeah. you're touching.
Yeah, you're touching everything.
Like, I'll yeah. see people literally on the bus, like on their phones with their gloves. And I'm like, what was the point?
Yeah, because they have to sanitize their phones too. I got to yeah. keep reminding myself when I'm out, mm-hmm. like to not take my phone out as much. And when I do, yeah. make sure mm-hmm. to sanitize it when I get home, because it could stay on surfaces.
So not only are you a nurse, but you're also an army. Could you tell us how you discovered BTS?
So... oh my God, what a good time. What a good year. So cut back to Fetus Danny. So I like have been into K-pop since I was in grade 9. I used to listen mm-hmm. to like everything. And I was like really into Big Bang, and they had a bit of a hiatus, and I was like, hey, I need to stop being like I've always been like multi, but then I like really focus on one group. So then I was like, I need a new group. Like, I need to try something new. And then BTS came out. And I remember I used to see their stuff in 2013, but I was like, whatever. I'm not going to listen to it. But then in 2014, I kept seeing them. I'm like, oh my God, let me just go. Let me just hear it. mm-hmm. So it was when Just One Day came out. I think it like was a, like maybe a couple of days after it came out. And I listened to it and I'm like, oh, they're so cute. I'm like, oh, this is a great song. But then I found Namjoon. My world was shook. Oh. I was like, who is this man? I need to know everything now, you know? So then I just got like into them. And I remember when I first like got into them, I was like, okay, let me listen to their other stuff. And I was listening to the songs. But then I found their YouTube page when they were posted at Bangtan mm-hmm. Moms. And I listened to it, and I'm like, oh my God, they're so, like, their characters and everything were so funny. And then, I don't know, it just, like, continued from there. Mm-hmm. My first comeback was Dark and Wild. It was Danger. And I was like, oh my God, like, this is so good.
Such an iconic album.
Right?
Oh my favorite. Actually- that album is so good. Dark and Wild.
She has literally.
Keep Dark and Wild on deck. Like, I love her so much.
Wow, literally. It's like it's next to her all the time.
Such a good album.
It's one of my favorites. Like,
such a good album.
That and Tear. Best albums.
So what year or when exactly did you become an ARMY?
2014, April-ish. I think that's when I first listened to them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. A few months.
Oh, I never knew that. Because mine was a little bit earlier. I don't know. I always say like February, but it was my little sister. That's
why, I know. So. I remember you were telling me, and I was like, oh, we're like old armies, man. I know, Jose, yours was dope. We were lucky.
Yes, in 2015.
Like, he's a lucky few that got to say first time to Bangtan camp.
Yes.
I wish.
Yes. Like, and when I like first saw the video and everything, I mean, I've said it numerous times, like, it's on film, like, it's my first reaction ever to BTS, and it literally, like, everybody was telling me in the comments, like, this is meant to be, Jose, because Namjoon literally asked, like, is this your first time with BTS, and it's your first time, and I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't even know.
It's so cute. I literally love them with a passion, though. Like, I have never liked a group as much as I like them. Like, I feel like they've just, they were, like, at a point in my life where like I was like transitioning into like the next phase of my life. So I feel like they're just very important in that sense. Like, I don't know. They've just been there, you know?
You know, Jose, as well, you were into K-pop and you've already had like groups that you were really into, but it's just there's something about BTS that hits you in a different way. Like, that's different from other artists. And like,
it's like the way they came up as a group for me, a lot of it. For sure. And the way that they like made their own music, like fam, in their garage. Like, who does that? And then just to see them go from like mad disrespect, like didn't have much, to becoming like the biggest K-pop group, like not even the biggest boy group, and then for a company that was like shaking it rough so heavy, and then for them to be like that crazy off one group is like insanity.
Right. No, it's good that you mentioned the whole garage thing, because Dark and Wild was being made in that garage in LA.
She was produced in a garage. Right? Like,
that was insane.
Tell me who can do that. Like, who? I can't. So like, that's it for me. Like, for them, like, it's just they work so hard, and like they literally deserve everything that they get. Because, and I hate, like, people ask me like, I hear K-pop is manufactured and blah blah blah, but I'm like, yeah, I get it, because in a sense it is with certain like companies and groups and all that other stuff. But BTS was like formed so wholesomely that I'm just like, I can't, like, you know, like they didn't have all that stuff. Yeah. So it's like, they weren't.
They truly like, are, like, they have to have, like, they have the complete, well, not they have, they are the complete package to me.
Oh,
like,
there you go, yes.
Exactly. Like you said, like, the underdog story, like, it's such a, like, beautiful story if you think about it. Like, if you look back at, like, the very beginning of the career and, like, how they came from nothing, you know? And so, and then not only that, like, the story is one thing, but then when you put the music and then the music, it's so good.
Exactly.
And then not only the music, then you get to learn their personalities and how they are. So it's all combined together. And then they work on their music as well. So it's just the complete package. And it's like, what more can you ask
their
for?
Their bonds, oh my God, like, just, I can't.
They're it.
Yeah, and another thing, their bond, their personalities, the bond that they have, the message they've been putting out. And then, like, it's even crazy because then there's the whole storyline, and it's just, so much goes into it. It's so crazy.
Exactly. And I don't know, they motivated me a lot because, like, I didn't even know what I wanted to do out of high school, but I always wanted to be a nurse, and I was like, I don't have my grades. I don't have any credits. Like, I'm like, how am I going to do this? And I was like, you know what? If BTS is out here doing this, like, I could do it too, you know? Like, so I literally got into BTS that 2014. I applied for, in September of 2014, I applied for a pre-nursing program that gave me, like, my credits in 2015 is when I started my nursing degree. So I just felt like, you know, like, BTS was like, bitch, you got this. That's why on my graduation, like, when I got my graduation pictures, I literally went with my army bomb. Everybody else brought their stethoscopes. I'm like, I brought my army bomb and my Tata headband. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, literally. And I don't know. I've formed so many good friendships because of BTS that, like, you know, they've just, like, been there. They've made, like, my best friends.
And that's true. That's another thing. They've always kept in contact with their fans. Even when they're on hiatus, they would post something here for you. They have just so much content that we feel like we're also growing up with them.
Exactly. And you're never bored with BTS. Like, some groups go on hiatus and you're just like, what happened? Where are they? But BTS will, like, go on a hiatus, but they're like, Bon Voyage, Run episodes, like, YouTube videos, V Lives. And you're like, okay. And, like, I feel like we're so, like, extra sometimes. We're like, we miss them, like, missing Jungkook hours. Like, I'm like, they're always there, you know?
Yeah, we've always said that. We've always said that too here, right, Roseanne? Where we're like, we get off, like, recording an episode and then, like, something's already happening for, like, that we are going to have to record, like, later on. We're like, recording. Oh my God, we have something else that we need to talk about for next episode.
We're so spoiled in a good way. I love how they spoil us.
Man, when freaking Black Swan MV dropped, I literally threw something. Like, what the where did that come from? Like, where did that come from? Remember left field? I'm so shook.
Now, Danny, could you share any words of encouragement with our listeners and us? Because after all, we are all going through this together.
Yes. So my thing is, like, I feel like a lot of this was not planned for. And I think sometimes we get so stressed and we think, oh my God, we have to do this. Oh my God, we need to do that. But my thing is that, you know, if you follow proper precautions, if you social isolate, only really go out if you have to. And when you go out safely, then you should be like doing pretty okay. But my thing is, this is like a world problem. And I think that they're working really, really hard to get us to a place where we're all going to be safe. So I think we just have to believe in the whole system and believe in the fact that, like, you know, we will get there. And hopefully, because this has happened, I really pray that they are better at figuring out trends and figuring out when an epidemic is going to happen, because it's 2020. Like, when I was in school and we learned about pandemics and epidemics, I was like, hey, it makes sense. You know, you see a little trend, you see a little blip, you know, we should be able to like know, like, oh, something's happening. We need to take it seriously, do the precautions when we have to. But yeah, I say just like hold up hope, believe in the system, be safe, and just do everything that you can to protect yourselves. And I always say you have to remember that you're number one. And they tell us that because so they've changed up CPR for us. So normally, like, it's like instinct. Someone's coding or someone's going through something, our instinct is to rush in and just to help them, regardless of if we have our PPE, regardless, like, it's just something that's in our nature. But they told us, you know, like, you need to worry about yourself first, and you need to make sure that you're safe, you know, that you have all your stuff and all your precautions and everything, because if you're not safe, then you can't even help people at the end of the day. So I think of it like that, like, make sure you're always just taking care of yourself so you can take care of everybody else.
Oh, well, let's believe that, you know, of course the world wants us to be in a better place, and at least we know in the future, because the US and Canada hasn't been infected, but we've been affected before, but not like this. I feel like in the future we will be more prepared, and this kind of teaches us a lesson in a way, and I feel like it can only get better from here on. I hope so.
That's what I was saying.
Let's hope.
I pray that they've learned something, because I mean, they've never had to deal with this, like SARS and everything else. Like, everything else is not like this, you know. We're like, we got through the Spanish flu, we got through everything, like, we will be okay. We just have to take things seriously.
We do. Oh, that's another thing. Yeah, we have to take things seriously. But yes, thank you, Danny, for taking your time to
join us.
Yes, it's always so fun to have you.
Thank you.
For those who are listening and want to keep in contact with you, what are your social media?
SNS, she said. So my Twitter is Do You Know Danny? Just because of, it's like a play of, you know how like BTS always say, do you know, blah, blah, blah. So I just made mine, do you know Danny? And I kind of use my Instagram, not really, but it's Danny and Caesar. And then I do post videos on YouTube, and it's Danny and Caesar.
Yay. So yeah, those go follow her, you guys.
Yeah.
So, thank you again, Danny, for joining us.
Yes, thanks again.
Yay. So that was our interview with Danny. I'm sorry that was a mess. But I hope you had fun listening to us. What did you think about this interview, Jose?
I learned a lot, and I'm so happy that, like, we got Danny to, you know, interview, give us a great interview, you know, especially because it's so, like, important right now in these times, and like, she was able to clear up stuff that, like, we had doubts on, or for anybody out there who had doubts on. And like, I also enjoyed the fact that, like, she's an army. Like, she didn't have to be an army, but the fact that she is too, like, she can relate to us, and like, the fact that, like, BTS are like helping her get through this as well, because, you know, she's out there fighting this fight and this, you know, just going through it, you know. And it's just like, she's a hero of ours, so I'm just so happy that she was able to be here with us.
It was, because there was a lot of things that I also had questions about, and I hope this interview helped clear up a couple of things that you guys had in mind or had any questions about. But it really shows that we are very diverse. You know, we are not just like teenage girls who are into BTS, who, you know, she's a grown woman, a hero at that, you know, a nurse in the battle right now. So it was really cool to have her on our podcast and to get her side of it.
Yes, definitely.
But if you guys want to listen to more, like I said, there's going to be a lot more interviews coming up and giveaways and just a lot more. Also, a book club, which we'll leave more information about this book club here pretty soon.
Yay! Yes. Yeah, make sure to tune in every week, guys, for a new episode of Interlude Army. And on the book club that Roseanne mentioned, we do plan on having a book club on Discord for Map of the Soul Persona by Dr. Murray Stein. But we'll release more information about that soon. And to stay updated with us, follow us on Twitter at Interlude Army PD. That is Interlude Army PD. And our email for you to send us any feedback, your Love Army letters or recordings or any type of messages you want to send us. That is interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
Once again, thank you guys so much. I hope you enjoyed this episode, but tune in for next week because I'm sure you want to be there. There's a lot.
Yes, thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. Bye. And until next week, bye. Next week. Kim Nam-joon, Kim Sung-hyun.